Your humble host is always reaching out to his superstar celebrity friends. And occasionally, somebody actually calls him back.
Hi, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, great. Hey, listen, you got a new CD coming out after about 10 years, right?
Maybe even longer.
But you're always on the radio, so you're always in our hearts. Andy, of course, is the bassist for Free, and I mean, played with everybody. Played with Mayall, John Mayall's Blues Breakers. When you were with that band, I guess you've got to be one of the best players around to be in that band.
I don't know. I was 15 at the time, and I think maybe John Mayall was desperate.
No, yeah. I know John Mayall enough to know that he would pick you because you were a great bass player.
Interesting how I got that gig. I used to go to college with a little corner's daughter.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I was always hanging around Alex's house, playing guitar and listening to his records and things. And John Mayall, who they were very close and actually lived around the corner, called him up to Alex's. I needed a bass player like yesterday. And he said, well, there's this kid hangs around the house, plays my guitars. He says he's a bass player. I'm inclined to believe him. So he set me up and went round there, I think, on a Saturday, played a few tunes with him. Sunday, he went out, bought me a new bass guitar and stereo system, and Monday, I had to, like, quit school, and we was on the road by Tuesday.
That's amazing. And then you were just, because he was always touring.
Yes, he was.
So you were on tour forever then?
Right in, 6-7 days a week.
Oh,
I think probably by the end of that week, we were in Europe, you know, having made pledges to, like, the local magistrate that I would be in bed by, you know, proper hours.
You know, that is amazing when you think of it. When you're 15 years old, most kids are at home trying to do their math homework. And like you said, they're worried about, you know, if I have the right trainers on to go to school the next day. And here you're out there touring with John, with a legend, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, all over Europe. Not bad.
Well, I've actually just been expelled from St. Clement Danes, a very proper English grammar school, where I actually was a pretty good student, but their rules were, you know, apart from the green blazer and striped tie, that if your hair hung below the green cap, it was too long. And of course, I was into, like, the Beatles stuff, and I just refused to have it cut, and they expelled me.
Well, you know what? We had the same. I was kicked out 6 times my senior year, and my hair was maybe an inch over my collar.
Isn't it silly?
Yeah. I mean, I spent all my time just teachers hiding me around the school because I was in a little band, you know, in the Spiders, we were called. But I mean, it was the same exact thing. You know. So did you play with John Mayall? What years was that? Would that have been? Late 60s?
Whatever you say, I'll take your word. I'm particularly lazy with years. I've never found a good reason to, like, stack that info away.
Did you ever do the States with John Mayall?
No. It was mainly Europe and England. But
okay.
It was during the Mick Taylor period.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering, because we did a lot of shows with John Mayall. We did a show with John Mayall one time in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a mafia guy. We didn't know it was a mafia guy. And after the show, he comes out, you know, and he says, oh, it's time for to do your second show. And I said, we're not doing a second show. And he goes, oh, yeah, you are. And he made John Mayall and us do a second show and never paid us. Because, you know, he says, if I were you, I'd get out of town. And it was like this soprano guy, you know. So we weren't at the point of having any sort of push at all. We just got out of town. So it was the only time we ever got stiffed was with John Mayall.
It sounds very much like an Australian tour we did with Free. Apparently the promoter had been kidnapped, I suppose, by a big Australian kind of mafia-type guy. And what they did was we were all met at the airport, you know, by the promoter as a kind of scared front guy, and all of these, like, fat-neck guys hanging around.
Yeah.
And essentially, they kidnapped us, Deep Purple, and Manfred Mann. And we did quite a few stadiums. And the last one was Randwick Racecourse in Sydney. It was like about 50,000 people, well, perhaps 25,000 people. And they figured there was enough people outside to do it again. And they wanted everybody to do it. And we had already figured, as soon as this date is over, we're on a plane, we were out. But Manfred Mann's manager went up to them and said, no, they beat that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's...
this guy is dead now, which surprised.
You know, but I mean, that's, those are the days when you have to remember, we really didn't have any protection. You know, I mean, it was just basically, if somebody did come along and do that, you just had to do it. And that's funny because you're talking about three major acts in Australia.
Yeah, this was a big-time kidnapping.
Wow.
And for most of the time, they kept it very low-key. But I remember being on the bus with all the bands and everyone going from one place to another. And Kossoff went into one of his comedic acts and says, oh, I can't go on tonight. And one of the fat necks decided to just show him there was no laughing matter and, like, got out the gun and said, you're going on. So it was kind of strange.
Wow. It's like the Old West. It's like playing in the Old West. You know, I also read here that you worked with Bob Marlette.
Yeah.
Now, Bob produced two of my albums.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Bob produced the Brutal Planet and... you know, I think, well, it was, if it's the same Bob Marlette.
I think so. It's an exceptional keyboard player.
Yeah, great, and a good guitar player.
Yeah, I remember him noodling around on the guitar, but, I mean, basically a really, really good musician. Keyboard and arranging-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very on the ball.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with him. Great guy. I was looking at this, and I just said, I wonder if that's the same Bob Marlette.
Yeah, it's great. You say he's a great guy. I mean, I've had lots of good laughs, which is why I can call him an ass. It's seen too.
Yeah, he doesn't mind that.
Yeah. But yeah, very, very talented guy.
Yeah, good guy. I was surprised that when we couldn't get what we wanted out of a certain musician, he would just pick up the instrument and play it. And I said, well, let's just use that. You know, let's just use what you just played, because he, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
So on this album now, it's coming out. Is it out now, Naked and Finally Free?
Just come out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're just picking up stations right now.
Okay, well, let's play something from it.
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
Healing Hands.
Okay, Healing Hands, right here on Nights with Alice Cooper. Okay, that was Andy Frazier with Healing Hands from his Naked and Finally Free album. Hey, well, listen, you know, I want to ask you something. You wrote All Right Now.
Yeah.
And when you heard Steve Miller's song, did that not kind of, you go, hey, excuse me, isn't that my song?
Yeah, the riff does kind of sound similar, doesn't it?
Similar. It's identical.
Yeah.
And when, you know, we listened to that when I first heard it, and then it was Steve Miller, and I went, oh, come on. You can't just take something directly right from the record.
Well, he did, and I don't think he got sued for it, so he's happy enough. By the way, although I thought that was a bit cheesy, he has done something that I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, he's got great records, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've written for a lot of people, Ted Nugent, Robert Palmer, Rod Stewart, Joan Jett, Bob Seger. Joe Cocker, I mean, those are some pretty important people there. Were you always a good writer?
Well, I should distinguish, or I should clarify, I never actually write for other people. They're all sort of written for me. You know, their personal expression.
Right, and then somebody picks up.
To other people, and they've decided to do them, as opposed to, you know, someone calling me up saying, listen, Diana Ross needs a song by Thursday. I'm not the kind of guy to call for that.
But
when a good singer, and most of the people you've mentioned are really great singers, do your stuff, I feel it pays to the highest compliment.
I feel the same thing. When somebody comes along and says, you know, we want to do your song or a cover of your song, I go, man, that's with all the songs out there, what a compliment that is.
Yeah.
You know, that's really a cool thing. Hey, great to talk to you, Andy. I hope I see you on the road out there somewhere.
I would love that.
We'll be out for like 5 months, so I hope we run into you somewhere out there.
It's great talking to you.
Well,
you take real good care. I hope you're not biting the heads off of babies anymore.
No, that was blown way out of proportion. It was only baby dolls.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do remember a touring in the early days with Free with you.
Yes, and, we did. Yeah.
And you doing that, and I'm like 15, thinking, "Oh, my mother was right." Actually, I was probably too stoned to know you.
Yeah, but you had fun though, so that's the important part.
Listen, all the best to you. Yeah?
You too, and good luck with this record. We're going to play this record, and we're also going to play right now. Hey, that was Free with All Right Now, a song that I'm sure you've all heard many times before. I want to thank Andy Frazier for calling and talk to us. He's a great guy. And tell me if that doesn't sound like a Steve Miller song that came out a little bit later on. You should all go buy his new album, by the way. Not Steve Miller, Andy Frazier. Well, if Steve Miller has a record, I'll go buy that too. If you have something important to tell me, or if you think my concerts should be free, oh, you're so wrong there. You're just so wrong. Take a minute and send me an email at alicecoopernights@yahoo.com. You're listening to Nights with Alice Cooper. The best free entertainment you can get without actually having to pay me like you do at my concerts.